Pacifico, Phil Henry.
It is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We're here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the News Talk and Entertainment Show. What do we mean by that? We do news, we do talk, but we do it in an entertaining way, which means our show is head and shoulders beyond anything that is on the radio right now. I don't give a damn. I mean, I'm not particularly enamored of news talk. I suppose if you are, well, I can understand that you probably think that Jim Bohannon is all that, but anyway, on our radio show, we transcend that, if you'll pardon the big word that even I don't know the meaning of. Our number is 877-876-PHIL.
You know what that means?
Go ahead, look it up, bud.
All right.
And we're also online at philhenryshow.com, philhenryshow.com. And our podcast, that is episode 6, is due out tomorrow at philhenryshow.com. You can hit the link there. We have a link that will get you right on over to our podcast. And we've got episode 6 coming out tomorrow, so enjoy that. In fact, I just got a great idea. Someone laid on me, a fan of the show from way back, mentioned an R.C. Collins bit. I wish R.C. was still with us, but I hung up on him and told him never to come near us again, and I think that did the trick. 877-876-PHIL. So Larry Grover back on the line with us here from Conservatives of Kern County, and we're going to talk a little bit with Larry about, as I mentioned, Larry, we're talking about the Mitt Romney and Barack Obama coffers, the relative strengths of each. And I think Frank Gray is probably not here to confuse us.
What is that? That guy's got a real problem. That Gray has got a real problem talking about her and he and she and all that.
Well, he's got a gender confusion issue.
No, I understand it's gender confusion. I've never heard of such a thing, especially from an untreated STD. And I think that pretty much tells you what you need to know about having that gentleman on as a political commentator. I don't think that it's a very good idea. My feeling is this. I think Mitt Romney, bringing a guy on who doesn't know whether Mitt Romney's a he or a she, is not going to, you know, it's not going to solve the problem.
He knows whether Mitt Romney's a he or she. He just, the gender confusion is in speech only. He knows that Mitt Romney is a man.
Well, what does he call him she for?
It's more of a verbal problem. He has a difficult time finding the right pronoun, third-person pronoun, for the gender.
But he knows he's looking at a it's a woman?
He knows he's looking at Mitt Romney's a man. He knows Mitt Romney's a man. He even calls him a man, but he doesn't say he says she.
You know, I don't buy it. I think you have to know exactly where you are at all times, and I think you have to know exactly who you're looking at all times. And if you've got a gentleman on, and with all due respect to Frank Gray, whether or not he has an untreated STD, I think that right there, you know, I don't want to sound like a hillbilly, but that there tells me, well, you know, I'm sorry.
What?
I keep saying that there. I sound hillbilly-like, and I'm not, I can assure you. I'm just trying to say that I don't believe that is anything that bespeaks someone who is of high intelligence. And
what do we got?
R.C.
R.C. Collins back on the line. Go ahead, R.C.
Yeah, I just heard the guy go, that there, you're talking about people having the wrong gender.
I beg your pardon?
You were talking about people having the wrong gender.
No, I wasn't. I was talking about an old man that can't say he or she, doesn't know what a he, doesn't know when to say he, is all I'm saying, okay? And I said that there, yes, and it sounded hillbilly.
Well, I just called up because I wanted to reinforce that because I think it's wrong. And
all right, that's enough. Thank you. Goodbye. Nice talking to you. I don't want to hear him at the jazz club. Can we get back to Mitt Romney?
Yeah, we can get back to Mitt Romney. But I wanted to make the point that I have been in nightclubs. Give you an example. I was in a nightclub one night, and it was one of these drag queen nightclubs, if you know what I mean. They have a drag show, all right? So I was there with some friends, and these were guys dressed as women. It's a fun evening.
Where was this?
It was in San Francisco. It wasn't Pinocchio's. It was a different club. I think it was called the Coast, or the. It wasn't the Barbary Coast. That's in Las Vegas. It was a place called, I think, the Coast or the She. Maybe it was the He She. I don't know. But we went because we saw a flyer that said He She's. So we said, let's do it. You know, let's go. It's fun. It's a relaxing night. It's got nothing to do with anything.
And when you say it's got nothing to do with anything, what does that mean?
you know exactly what I mean. I mean, it has nothing to do with me being sexually interested in a she-he. Okay? So
I think it's literally he-she, you know?
What difference does it make?
Because I think when you say a she-he, it sounds, I don't know.
It sounds like someone's last name? That's, Mr. Henry, what I'm trying to tell you here, if you won't, you're telling me that gray is confusing men and women. You're saying it's a speech thing. And I'm saying to you that I get it, okay? I'm not a complete square. I understand that there are people that have proclivities. I myself have been in the she-he, or if you want to call it he-she, environment. And I went into a she-he choir, however you want to say it.
Go ahead and say, I don't know, he-she, I don't know. It's cross-dressing. It's a cross-dressing club. It's a place. They're drag queens, right?
They're drag queens, yeah.
Well, the drag queen is not necessarily a he-she.
I don't understand.
A drag queen is just a guy that dresses up like a chick. It could be a transgender person.
Well, what I'm saying to you is the following thing. I went into one of those clubs one night, and one of these young ladies, if you want to call her that, it was a man, and it was dressed like a lady, sat in my lap, and I held his hand. Now, a few years ago, I might have felt very insecure about that, but I checked myself out, and I realized that I was fine with it. We were having fun. It had nothing to do with sex. And so I recognized that, see, this is what I'm talking about. I don't believe in gay rights, and I don't believe that men and men should do what they do. And I don't think women on women should do it. But I do believe that you can be an open-minded person when you go into the
Why don't you just call it, well, like a cross-dressing club or a drag queen club?
All right, but I said heeb-she, and I didn't mean to.
No, I don't think anybody took it. Why? What did you say, heeb?
Yes, sir.
Don't worry about it, okay? No one took it the wrong way. You misspoke.
That's why I say she-he, okay? And I know that there are people named she-he. Like, I've got a very good friend of mine, Mike She-he. But no one thinks. I know it sounds like I'm confused.
Yeah, it sounds like there's, well, I shouldn't say, but it sounds...
What does it sound like?
Like there's an issue there.
Oh, my God. You think I'm confused, huh?
No, I don't, but it's the way you're harping on it over and over, I get it already. You can be comfortable with cross-dressing, whatever, and it's fine, even though you're not in favor of gay rights, and you know the difference between a man and a woman, but you're not such a homophobe that you can't have a guy who's dressed like a woman sitting on your lap.
Yes, that is it. I mean, you minimized it and made it silly. And
no, I'm not making it. No, I think I understood what you're saying. So what is your point?
My point is, when you call Mitt Romney he didn't say a he-she, but he made it sound like Mitt Romney was a she-he. And when you call him that, you are obviously engaging in the worst kind of silly juvenile high school name-calling. You're also confusing a lot of Republican and conservative of voters as to perhaps Mitt Romney's intentions when it comes to gay rights or the she-he's. And so, forgive me again, it doesn't sound right when I say the she-he's. And
you know what, man? You've got some real nerves going on about this whole topic, and that's what disturbs me.
What? No, hold the phone here, friend. There's nothing disturbing about anything.
Well, it's disturbing to me when you go, well, that's the thing with the he-she's, the she-he's, the blah, blah, blah. You're going on and on and on.
Wait, what did you just do? You made me sound like someone who's missing a quarter of their brain.
Well, that's what it sounded like. Marilyn is calling us tonight from Chicago. Marilyn, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show here with Larry Grover. Go ahead.
Hello, Phil. Larry, how are you?
Hi.
Larry, I am a pre-surgical transgender.
Okay.
And I present as a woman. If I were to sit in your lap, would you have a problem with that?
Well, what do you mean you're pre-surgical? That means you have breasts, is that right?
Yes, I do.
I'm not. See, that's what I mean about a she, he. How do you say it?
I say a transgender, transsexual. I don't say she, he. That's generally a term that's from the entertainment, although it's generally a he, she. But it's from the entertainment world. I am, however, someone who presents as a woman and someday wants to live as a woman. Would you have a problem with me sitting in your lap?
I think that I would.
Okay, that's interesting. Why?
Why?
Well, you just said that you have breasts, and that's, I got to draw the line at that.
So you're drawing the line.
Hold on, Phil, I'll handle this. You're drawing.
Oh, boy, get a load of him, her. And I'm not trying to be funny.
Well, yes, you are trying to be funny, and you're not.
No, I am not. I wanted to say him, her, instead of she, he.
Okay, him, her. Now listen to what she's saying.
I'm saying to you, you have a problem with me sitting in your lap if I have breasts.
Yes, of course.
Why? Don't you like breasts?
I like breasts. I don't want them on a him, her.
All right, I got to take a break, okay?
Thank you. Thanks for taking the break right at the moment where I look like the world's biggest queer.
877-876-7445. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show. Larry Grover, caller Marilyn, who is a transgender, pre-surgical. They're talking about him, hers. I mean, she-he's. I mean, he-she's. On the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
What if, yeah, it's good, him or her.
You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
All right, now, Marilyn, you've been able to hang on with us. 877-876-PHIL, the Phil Hendry Show. Marilyn, you there?
Yes, Phil, I'm here.
All right. And we have Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County. Larry, what is the? Tell me what the issue is.
I don't have an issue. I think it's. I'm amused at the two of you thinking I've got an issue. And
Larry, Marilyn, this is Marilyn. Larry, when you say that, the men sat in your lap and you thought it was all a lot of fun. These were men with penises and so forth.
Well, yes, but they were in their him, her, or the shim. If you've heard of shim.
Yes, I've heard of shim.
All right, then you know that.
What is shim? Is that sounds like an Irish beer?
Irish beer, God, where have you been?
Shim is like she, him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Don't you, Mr. Henry? You can talk to me about what a conservative I am, but even I know. Pretty commonplace terms like that.
No, I don't think they're all that commonplace, Larry. You hanging around in the cross-dressing clubs or the drag queen clubs, that's fine. But don't be sitting here telling me that, oh, it's cool and...
what are you trying to say now? You saying I'm a closet queen?
I'll say it. I think there's something about you that is in the closet, yes.
And speaking, is this this is the her him?
No, this is Marilyn Donnelly. I'm transgender, transsexual. I present as a woman. I am pre-surgical.
What does that mean, pre-surgical? So you haven't even decided whether you want to be a her, whether you want a her, if you want a her. I'm having a. Can I get some water? Whether you want to be a her or not.
I know that I want to be a her, but you said that it would be better if a man sat in your lap dressed as a woman than to have me sit in your lap with my large breasts.
Yes, I did.
Why? Why? What difference does it make? In other words, you got a guy dressed as a woman sitting in your lap, like you went into that club that night, right?
Yeah, and we had some drinks, we had dinner, and it was a big hoot. It's a big laugh, and this big, tall, ugly, you know, drag queen took me out on the dance floor and danced me around, and then I sat down, and this really cute, and I don't mean cute because I think guys are cute. I'm not saying that, but this cute-looking, and of course I know it's a guy, so I know that it's not, but it was cute, and I had it in my lap, and, you know, playing coochie-coo and that kind of thing.
Oh, my God, coochie-coo, huh?
Wow.
What's that supposed to mean?
What do you mean, coochie-coo?
I was tickling. Okay, you want to call me if I have my mother listening, people that I know, people in conservatives of Kern County, are you calling me gay or not?
Yes, we are. We are.
Now, I don't know.
No, I'm saying closet.
I'm saying it's something that you ought to check out.
I want you to spit it out. Am I gay?
Okay, yes, you are.
Yes, I think you're a closet. A closet case.
No. Say it straight to my face. And
we just did.
Do you think I'm a homosexual?
Yes.
Yes, I think you are.
You think I'm a homosexual? Huh? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's what we're saying.
Yeah, we're saying that, Larry.
You think I'm gay?
Yes, man.
Why?
Because of all the stuff you're saying. Because you're talking about how, oh, well, you know, this... What's with the guy that danced you around?
You said that a big bull queen danced you about the floor.
Yeah. I thought it was fun, and the guys were laughing. This big bull queen took me out on the dance floor and twirled me around, and it was fun, and I oh, boy. You really don't get it about straight guys like me, do you? I had a good time, and I tipped them liberally. And
did you have sex with them?
No, I did not have sex with any of them.
Did you kiss them?
I said I didn't have sex.
But did you kiss the cute one?
What cute? You mean the one that was in my lap?
The one that you were playing coochie-coo with?
The one that you're playing coochie-coo with?
That what you think is a big joke, huh, Henry?
And you know, you're the guy that's coming out with all this stuff. You brought it up, man. I didn't ask you, have I been... Hey, Larry, have you been to a cross-dressing drag queen club, seen the floor show? Have you sat down and really dug it? Did they sit in your... I didn't bring any of that stuff up.
I brought it up because, as a conservative, and that guy... I brought it up because you had that freak on, that Frank Gray.
I think it's a hell of a thing for the pot to be calling the kettle black, calling Frank Gray a freak. You're the one who sits there, gets nervous, and it shrinks about 2 inches if it has breasts.
It shrinks about 2 inches.
That you heard me right.
Well?
I'm not even going to dignify that with a response.
Isn't it true that if it has breasts, you're not as attracted?
I won't dignify that with a response.
Well, then that means, yes, it's true.
No, it means I won't dignify it with a response.
So you'd rather have a man dressed as a woman than a transgender woman, him, she, or shim, or her, him?
Her, him, as a...
I mean, Larry, it's okay. You'll always be welcome on this show.
Oh, okay, great. I'll always be welcome on the show, even though I'm some closet queen freak. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying yes. I don't think that if you... I don't think you'd be in the closet. You're not in the closet now, are you?
If I were gay.
Well, you think about it, man, because every time I've had you on the show...
No, hey, man.
Hey, listen, you think about it, because every time I've had you on the show, it's about, well, I don't have a really normal sex life.
Oh, my God, you think it's because I'm a queen? Oh, boy.
Larry, there's no reason to get upset.
I got Mr. Henry, who gets away with murder every night. I've got some trans, I don't know what you are.
I happen to be a woman.
Yeah, you present as a woman. And the two of you are calling me the closet freak. I got to tell you something, Phil. I believe that I have been grossly insulted on your program tonight. I think it is high time that somebody take you to task for some of the things you allude to. Just because I sit in a club where there are men dressed as women dancing for me as I eat my dinner, and then I let one of them sit in my lap, and then I French kiss her. Well, I guess that sounds bad, but...
That sounds bad. It doesn't sound bad. It just sounds like, you know...
I agree, Larry.
When I said I French kissed her, I didn't say I did. She did.
She French kissed you, meaning he did.
It was a she. It was a girl.
Did she have a penis? Did she have a penis?
If I said yes, you understand that still it's a girl?
No, I don't understand that.
Have you been to David Castorini's church?
Who's he?
Some freakazoid that I had on the show here about 3 weeks ago. Some preacher who was talking about how he'd had sex with a transgender guy and that it was still a woman.
I don't. That sounds ridiculous. I would never do that.
But you sat down and you lip-locked a cross-dressing a man, and you thought that was normal.
I didn't. He did. She did.
Oh, God.
All right. Thank you both, Marilyn. Thank you, Larry. World famous Phil Henry Show. Boy, does that guy got some stuff to work out.
Yeah, right.
We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. This is the world famous Phil Henry Show.
877-867-6-PHIL. From New York City, where she hosts the daily radio program on public radio, Daily's Daily. We've got Debbie Daly on the line with us to join Larry Grover as and Marilyn. Has she stayed with us? I think she is. Marilyn, Ms. Donnelly, are you there?
I am, yes, Phil.
Okay, and Debbie? And Larry, you there?
I'm right here.
Okay, I wanted to have Debbie talk to you because she, as she just said, she deals with this every day on her show on Daily's Daily. It's called Out Through the Indoor. Is that it, Debbie?
What does that mean, out through the indoor, do I have to ask? You're saying that some people go one way and other people go another way, and you're saying I go the, oh boy, you know, I got to tell you, Phil, we're getting very close to a litigious area.
Well, let's hold on for a minute because I want people to know that the reason why Debbie is, you know, we understand Debbie because we've known her for a while. She is also the world's first radio host who is hearing impaired.
Yeah, and I don't get that either. And you we're talking. No, we're not. We're talking about you. Okay, we're talking about you. We're not talking about me. We're talking about you. Right. That's what you said. You're talking about me, and I'm talking about me. You're talking. I'm talking about me. I hate you so much. You said that you're talking about me. I'm talking about you. Right, you're talking about you, and I want to talk about me.
No, you're saying that you're talking about you.
You know what, Mr. Henry, this started, I was supposed to talk about Mitt Romney, and you got me involved in some admission that I'm a closet gay because I happen to like a guy who sits in my lap and makes out with me. And you know, there's millions of guys out there tonight who are laughing at you. They're laughing. They're saying, what is Henry's problem? Don't you get it?
And what don't I get?
That guys go into clubs and they look at guys dressed up as women.
And this is a perfectly fine pursuit. There's nothing wrong with it, I guess. But you seem to be a guy that takes it to, you know, the outer limits, man, when you're sitting there making out with one of them.
You know what I find really interesting? Can I just say something here for a minute? Is it weird that I'm making out with him? No. No, I don't. I didn't make out with one. It was a playful kiss based upon some coochie coo.
I agree with you, Debbie. This is Marilyn Donnelly, Debbie.
Can you understand her?
Yes, I can understand her perfectly.
Now why? Because you all of a sudden, you're tight with everybody? God.
No, it's not because I'm tight. It's because you are very defensive, Larry. That's the thing that is most telling about your posture here this evening. You're very defensive. When we bring up something that very obviously is homoerotic, you call it all very innocent. It's something that all straight men do, etc.
Hold on for just a minute, Marilyn. Debbie, let's talk about you for a minute, okay? I want to talk about you, if you don't mind.
Don't yell, okay? We're having a hard time enough this evening. Don't yell.
All right. I'd like to talk about Miss Debbie Daly. May I talk about you? Why not? You called up to talk about me being deep in the closet. I am not deep in the closet. I'm a straight man with certain tastes that may run to the exotic. Have you ever heard of the exotic? Oh, you never heard of that? You never heard of a man having exotic tastes? I have exotic tastes. It's perfectly normal for a straight man to have very exotic tastes. And I think that it is very irresponsible when a man relaxes. I wear a grass skirt, or I wear and I do a hula dance, and there were other guys. He calls that gay. What do you call it? Boy, I feel sorry for both of you.
Are you kidding me? You never even told me that you were wearing grass skirts and doing hula. All right.
I want to go with you. Hold on for just a minute. You're on this program, Ms. Daly, asking me questions. Talking to me about my sexual orientation. Am I gay? Am I not? Why do I wear a grass skirt and dance for other men? You're trying to make me out to be gay. Isn't that right? Hold on. Meanwhile, you call this program, and you talk like some kind of a freak. Huh?
That is very cruel of you, Larry.
No, hold on. Hold on for a minute. Hold on. Isn't it true? Isn't it true, Ms. Daly, that you try to talk like you're normal, like you're like everybody else, and you know that you're not? Mr. Henry's polite to you?
Yeah.
No, I won't shut up. Mr. Henry's polite to you?
I don't like this at all, Phil.
Larry, why are you doing this?
Hold on for a minute. You guys have been getting your kicks with me. Now I'm going to get my laughs. You guys have been getting your giggles, talking about being my grass skirt, making out with some small, man who looked good. And I guarantee you, Henry, had you been there that night, you would have been all over that like white on rice.
Oh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
If you saw what I saw, you'd be on that in a New York minute.
I don't think so, man. I don't think so.
Well, I'll tell you something right now, Ms. Daly. You're not like the rest of us. You sound and you talk like you got a mouth full of, like, mush.
Now, hold on, Debbie. That's very cruel. Debbie has come a long way.
No, she hasn't come long enough for me. You want to make fun of me? Let's talk about you, Daly. You know why you got your job on the radio? Because people feel sorry for you.
No, they don't. You think I'm a great journalist?
A great journalist? They don't think you're a great journalist. They feel bad for you, Daly. That's why they gave you the job, because they feel sorry for you. And public radio wanted to be the first to have a deaf woman. Let's call it what it is. Deaf. Well, I'm not going to say hearing impaired. You're deaf. And you know why you talk the way you do? Because you can't hear your own voice. You're going, grr, 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 grr. You sound like a baby. You probably... Oh. Yes, you're ugly. I hate myself now.
Well, now I've heard it all.
Boy, that was mean.
Mean? Get Debbie back on the line, okay?
Yes, you hung up too.
That was the worst. That was absolutely the worst. I've heard some cruel, cruel things before, but Larry Grover just stepped right over the line, calling Debbie Daly a freak. Where is she? There's Debbie. Debbie? Well, Debbie, I want you to know that you're just like the rest of us. You are. You're just like the rest of us. You look like the rest of us. You talk like the rest of us. Yeah. And,
Well, Phil, I wouldn't go that
far. Hold on for just a minute. What did you say, Marilyn?
I wouldn't go that far.
Nothing. Hold, just... You wouldn't go that far, what?
Put her on hold, please.
Put Debbie on hold for just a moment so I could talk to Marilyn. What do you mean you wouldn't go... Put her on hold, please. What do you mean that you wouldn't go that far?
Well, Phil, she doesn't sound like the rest of us. I don't think it's right for you to make her think that she sounds like a normal human being.
I'm just saying that because Larry hurt her feet.
Well, it doesn't make any difference. It's not going to make it any easier.
Put Debbie back on. Debbie?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you are just like us.
Except for a couple of areas, Debbie. Mm-hmm. Well, it's... When you talk, it is... We do hear you, and you sound just like we do, but it irritates us after a while to listen to you And here's why. Don't get angry.
Why are you saying that?
Hold on. When you talk, Debbie, you sound just like us, and we understand you, but after a while, I get fatigued having to try to figure out what it is you're saying. That's all I'm talking about. Yes, I understand you. But after a while, I grit my teeth and I get angry and short of temper when I listen to your sputtering and your drooling.
All right. Well, Marilyn, thank you very much.
Thank you, Phil.
Yeah. Thanks for leaving me with the cat in the bag or whatever. So. That's great. She just said she's going to kill herself.
She said she was going to say that.
Yeah, she don't mean it.
She don't mean it. You better get her back on the phone. Thanks a lot, Marilyn. Thanks a lot, Larry. Thank you very much. Left me with a suicide case.
It is true, though.
It ain't true. What's true?
The fact that when that she comes on a radio, I can see you ready to just kill somebody.
I'm not ready to kill anybody. I don't know what you're talking about.
Come on, man. You know it just drives you ape.
It doesn't drive me ape. It's just that I do have to listen more carefully and...
Yeah, it drives everybody ape.
It don't drive me ape, man. I'm just, you know, it's very fatiguing. I think that's the word that Marilyn used. We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show with other news and views, including Mel Gibson's father, who apparently has ended his 10-year marriage to a younger wife because he's claiming elder abuse. I guess his wife beat him up. We'll have that and more here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Hey, welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Dr. Jim Sadler joining us because we've had a little bit of a freak show here today, this evening, Dr. Sadler. I shouldn't say freak show because that's a terrible way to characterize it, but we've had so many psychological issues.
Oh, I've been listening with great interest, Phil. It's a fascinating program. I think what you do very well, Phil, and I think a lot of people are aware of it is you do bring out the conflicted individual. I think it's part of what makes you a rare talent. You bring out the conflicted individual.
Tonight Larry talking about how much he enjoys going to these drag queen reviews.
Right. Well, and I think it might have been a bit unfair to characterize Larry as deep in the closet. I think for a man like Larry, who has had very rare contact with women and is sexually repressed because of his relationship with his mother, number one, as well as his religious upbringing, I don't think that necessarily makes a man gay. I think what happens to some men is because they are deprived of the company of women, or they deprive themselves of the company of women, that there is a de facto gay... there's a de facto gay lane.
What do you mean a gay lane?
It's a gay highway that psychologists speak of. I call it a gay lane. The reason why I call it a gay lane is because it doesn't have to be a massive boulevard or a freeway of sexual unhinging, you know, as it were. It can be simply, that's gay lane. It's a gay path that Larry... may have found his way down by mistake, and you go, oh, I'm on the gay path, and you turn, and you go back out onto the main boulevard of a heterosexual, of vaginal, you know, of enjoying, a woman. So I think that...
Is that, when you talk to your clients, when you talk to your patients, I should say, do you say to them, you say to a man, oh, you just had a momentary walk down a gay lane?
Well, I think that, it's a good question. What I say mostly, I have two or three different ways of going. Many times I'll just say it's what we call a shock corridor. where I will take him wheeling down Shot Court. I'll say, buddy, you're queer. Sometimes I'll use the buddy, you're queer phrase. And
buddy, you're queer.
Right. That is another way of shocking the individual into making a choice. Will I or won't she? Am I or isn't she? You know, is she or isn't he? Remember, it's Pat?
Yeah.
Well, it's the same thing with a lot of guys. Are you or aren't her? And I think that a lot of men, the way Johnny Depp plays guitar, which is not very well, but his rock star friends want him out on stage, and they make him feel like he's a good guitar player because they want him, they want to know him, and they want to hang out with him, okay? Well, the gay will oftentimes seduce the straight the same way. Well, I want to know this guy, so I'll pretend like he's gay. You see? So.
No, I don't see. So I want to know this guy, so I'll make him think he's gay. What do you mean Johnny Depp playing guitar?
Well, we've all seen Johnny Depp try to play guitar. He's terrible. He looks like a jackass. He can't play very well. But Eddie Vedder and the rest of those clowns will put up with him because they can say, oh, hey, you know, I know Johnny Depp, even though he stinks. I've got a personal problem with him. I'm sorry.
Why is that?
I don't think it's any of your business.
You were sitting here talking about gay Lane.
No. I'm not gay. Oh, boy. I'm not queer for Depp, okay?
All right, I didn't say that, but as long as we were talking about psychologically complex and hidden aspects to people, I wondered what you were talking about.
My wife thinks he's hot. All right, Amber thinks he's hot. So when I see Johnny Depp, all I can think of is pulling his head apart using his ears. I know it sounds almost...
It sounds horrible.
It does, but I know what I'm doing. I'm not going to do it, but my fantasy is that I grab each ear and I just pull his head completely apart. That's my fantasy. I would never do it.
That is sick.
It's a fantasy, Phil. I would never do it.
It's a sick thought.
Oh, boy, I said it's a fantasy. I would never do it.
I know that, but it's a sick thought.
My wife wants to bed the guy. Okay.
All right. So you're. What do you mean your wife wants to bed the guy?
She thinks he's hot.
That doesn't mean she wants to take him to bed. She may be a fan. A lot of women think the guy's hot.
Are you trying to tell me all of a sudden she's my wife? I don't know what my wife wants to do.
Well, I just think it's a pretty weird and violent fantasy to have about pulling a guy's head apart by pulling each of his ears, because your wife thinks the guy's hot. And you're sitting here through this entire segment that we're doing talking about, you know, Phil, sometimes guys just spin off down gay lane. And all of a sudden you're thinking about pulling Johnny Depp's head apart?
I think there's a difference. I think it's normal for a lot of men to take that side trip, as I was trying to call it, down the gay passageway or the back stairs at the gay house. Or if you want to call it...
What do you mean the back stairs at gay house?
You remember back stairs at the White House?
Yeah.
That's what we call in psychology a man who takes that side trip into the world of men's underwear. If you're taking a trip right straight into a guy's underwear, that's what... It's silly, I know it.
Yeah, it sounds pretty silly.
Well, it is, but that's the verbiage that we use. And I can tell you something else, Phil. That when I think of my wife with Johnny Depp, wanting to pull his head apart using his ears is a normal thing for a man to think if he thinks that his wife, who's already 30 years younger than him, has got the hots for Johnny Depp. It's a normal fear.
But it's not normal to be so violent that you want to harm somebody like that, is it?
If he wants to take your 23-year-old wife to bed? Are you nuts?
But we're not talking about Johnny Depp.
Yes, we are talking. Boy, are you listening to yourself, Phil?
No, we're not talking about Johnny Depp wanting to take your wife to bed. We're talking about your wife wanting to go to bed with Johnny Depp.
Are you listening to yourself? Is it a he, she, or a he, she, or she, he? That's exactly what you were saying. You were going shim, him, her, she. What about a Hershey? Yeah, I got your Hershey. As in Hershey Highway.
tilt.
No, no, you're being stupid now. I'm talking about you having a violent, a very, very violent visual fantasy about Johnny Depp because your wife happens to think he's hot, but then these cats are coming on my show like Larry Grover, and, oh, well, you're blowing the whole thing off like...
Are you trying to tell me that Larry Grover going down gay lane is the same as me wanting to pull Johnny Depp's head apart? Going down gay lane and pulling gay lane is an important revelation for men.
But pulling Johnny Depp's head apart ain't nothing.
Not for me, it isn't. It might be for Johnny Depp. So, again, Phil, I think you need to understand.
Well, okay, if I'm not understanding something, you can explain it, but I don't believe that your violent fantasy about Johnny Depp is any less significant than what's going on with Grover and these guys.
Grover? Who's he?
The guy you just talked to who had...
Oh, Larry Grover, yeah. Oh, well, thank you, Dr. Henry. Or should I say Sigmund Henry? Or do you want me to call you Phil Freud? Because that's who you think you are. You think you're Phil Freud. Good night, God bless, and have a very pleasant tomorrow.
Want to hang it up?
No, I don't want to hang it up. I'm going to leave the line open just to bother you.
Phil Henry.
Line's still open. Ha ha ha. The line's still open. Ha ha.